vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back. And we have Gary Richard Arnold, who couldn't make it last Thursday, is now here, and he's back on Thursday this coming 16th as well. Gary, you have lots of things to talk about. Our buddy Anthony J. Hilder died. He was one of my best buddies on the show for many years. Probably one of the most important people in terms of truth-telling and whistleblowing about what's going on. I don't like to say conspiracy theorist. That term was created by CIA years ago to dissuade people from listening to people that raise questions and have evidence that shows there really is a conspiracy. There really is evidence. Some of it's actually published in open documents, like the World Watch Institute, the Agenda 2030, etc. But people don't want to believe it. It's even published sometimes in open documents, even without the secret orders, approving it. They actually say, hey, I'll believe this, like the, you know, the issues about the Elders of Zion documents and so on, we want to talk about later. So tell me about Anthony. What was your knowledge about Anthony, and what do you want to say about him before we get on to the news today?
Yeah, actually, there's quite a bit. He was extremely exceptional, and I think this broadcast, if I can go back to the beginning when I first ran into him, this was after the, actually before Kennedy's assassination. He was involved with John Steinbecker, who put the murder and the mystery or whatever about the strange death of Marilyn Monroe, and the fact that Marilyn Monroe and actually some Soviet agents and crime prostitutes were involved with the Kennedy's life. Also, he was Kennedy was pulling away from, even though he went to the London School of Economics, which is a Fabian socialist derived school. Kennedy was moving towards independence on a number of issues that were really crucial to the conspirators, just the same as Trump is. But he also invoked a number of things that were in the globalist plans. But Anthony would not, you know, get anywhere near the so-called partisan beliefs of the Republicans or Democrats. He was a protege of Myron Fagan, and I encourage people to look Myron Fagan up and get a pencil, because I'll be giving you some sources where you can get a free download and entertain yourself today. But Myron Fagan was very big in Broadway. He was big in the silent movies and also the talkies. Anthony recorded on 300 and, you know, what was it, 33 and a half or a third or whatever records, audio exposés of the Illuminati, of another one called Red Stars Over Hollywood. And those can be gotten free downloads on the internet today, and you might take them, you know,
you mean right from YouTube,
pull them down and put them in your own archive, because Amazon and Facebook and the rest are destroying history, just like the Chinese did through their cultural revolution. But he carried that torch. He was starred in a not he didn't star, but he was an actor in a number of movies. He was he wrote I think some 9 songs that at least were published. He had a record production company. That's why he ended up making a couple of records from Myron Fagan. But this was during the time when the Beach Boys and that craze was going on, and he was involved in that. And
he covered a lot of stuff, but what are the main conclusions he came to in terms of who's managing this and what their ultimate objective is?
Yeah, no, it's the world government. He learned early about the Illuminati. He carried that information forward and used it immediately. It's not like sitting back and, you know, observing and being really informed about it. I mean, we engaged in taking over the Republican Party of Los Angeles and Orange County and defeated Nelson Rockefeller. So, you know, when you're playing against the big boys like that, you know, there can be some serious consequences. But it altered history because Barry Goldwater ended up with the nomination. And, of course, he got everything Trump's getting today. And it was sabotaged by George Romney, just as Mitt Romney today is sabotaging Trump.
That's Romney's father, right?
Yes. So, you know, you've got the same
pedigree.
Yeah. These Republicans, these globalist Republicans, go back to Wendell Willkie, you know, the Scrantons and the Rockefellers, and, you know, there's scores of them, and we've talked about it. You're one of the few programs that ever brings up the Ripon Society, which was founded the very day JFK was assassinated. And you'll find today that there's probably a dozen U.S. senators and maybe 35, 40 members of the Republican Party that belong to the Rockefeller Globalist Ripon Society organization. And anybody listening to this, you need to get involved. You know, despite your being made unwelcome to central committees and things like that, you've got to go. And you've got to find a few like-minded people. You can usually central committees, you don't have to file a fee. It's so cheap. In California, you need 60 signatures, and I don't even know that there's a fee. But anyway, it's you've got to participate, because otherwise it's over.
Right. One of the things about America that makes it unique, and in comparison to Canada and social democracies, they call it in Europe, 85% of the rulemaking in Europe is made by bureaucrats in Brussels and Strasbourg. People need to understand, in Canada, a lot of the regulations are made by government by edict rather than by some kind of public debate in the provinces or the federal government. And basically all socialist countries and communist countries have top-down totalitarian control. Now, there's a tie directly to the secret orders on the left and the right, because ultimately the controller is primarily the financial institutions, the banks, and religions, which is why the Vatican heads the World Council of Churches that's under the United Nations. And the UN is just a proxy for the British Empire, which transitioned from ships in the oceans 150 years ago to controlling world finance. So the British, through Five Eyes, which they did, of course, the attack on Trump through Mr. Steele, and through the Project Omega, which was completed by George Bush Sr. in 1982, was originally conceived by the Thule Society, T-H-U-L-E, in Nazi Germany, was transplanted to America. So our intel agencies are completely Nazi. People don't know that. They don't realize that they are actually basically channeling trans-dimensional entities. In other words, they're an occult society, and all our intel agencies are occult agencies, aren't they? And they're all linked
directly. Yeah, over two godfathers of the one for the Democratic Party was Averill Harriman, and Prescott Bush was the Republican sitting in there with Eisenhower. They were both part of Brown Brothers Harriman and Union Bank, which was that financed with Tyson, the richest man in Germany, Hitler's procedures and actions. And they had so many things going in the fire, and that's when Nixon was selected to run against actually a Democrat, Jerry Voorhees, who wrote a book in 1943. You got to remember, 43, Hitler was scared to death. He was winning he was winning most of the battles. And Voorhees, in his book Beyond Victory, predicted, he says, no matter who's going to win this war, there's going to be the cartelization of Europe. And that's exactly what happened with the European Union and the Marshall Plan and all the other stuff. It's the same globalist connected, Prescott and Harriman, with Skull and Bones, that were connected with Hitler. And, of course, many of his icons or emblems for his officers were Skull and Bones on their caps and on their lapels. So this is not far off whatsoever, and there's very little difference between the communists and Hitler and the socialists. They're all moving. Yeah. These are all forces being coordinated like a team of horses with these son of a bitches cracking their whip and steering which way is going to go.
The perfect analogy is a snake. A snake, when it just moves across a flat floor, like concrete or whatever, or a beach or whatever, has to push against itself. It actually moves by pushing against itself to propel it. And that's what they, what they have, the dialectics of left and right or oppositional powers.
Right. And action is in the reaction, and Anthony understood this right away. He's got a great book. I've got half of it up on my website, The Free World Manifesto. And if people look at that, they'll get a great insight on into how the world works. But you're exactly right. You know, it's two steps forward, one step back. They have everybody choreographed, and action's in the reaction. And they use like a piston going up and down to move your car forward. Those pistons are moving fractions of a second in opposite directions, and that's how they propel
conspiracy. That's why one of the articles you have here is Bob Woodward, the secret society member at Yale University. Book and Snake was founded at the Sheffield Scientific School in 1863, and it shows Book and Snake Secret Society, the occult architecture of the Book and Snake Secret Society. You have that little picture out there, the article, which I'll post up. People need to understand, well, what are all of these? Okay, all of these are, and I'm going to use a broad term here, they're druidic. Now, the druids are the most ancient religious organizations on Earth. Okay? The druidic societies were founded originally by transdimensional alien beings that were part of the Lucifer control of Earth, going back hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. All right? And, in fact, the Nephilim, who came to Earth and started genetically hybridizing humans, were listed in the Bible, were actually from the star system Orion, the belt of Orion, and they're called the Chitahuri in South Africa, the Naga in Palestine, and the they have another name, so they call them the Dagon in Palestine, they call them the Naga in Oceania, which is like the Asian countries. What people need to understand, the Druidic Council of 13, with the penis of the dragon being the Pindar, runs all the secret agencies, all the banks, all of the churches, every secret order on Earth, whether it's communist, left, right, transhumanist, whatever, are owned by the same Luciferic Brigade. And they refer to themselves as the Druidic Council of 13, or the elders of the, basically the ancient ones that supposedly understand, have these sacred knowledge which transcends religion, which is why when you want to join a high-level secret order, you can worship on the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, the Urantia book, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead, whatever. It doesn't matter what book, as long as it's considered holy, or even a book from shamans, a shamanic book. People don't understand this, do they? They do not understand that these secret orders all transcend religion, don't they?
Yeah, and yeah, it's the religions are merely pins. A pen like to keep animals and pigs and sheep in, so that they control and literally harvest their talents or their bodies or their lives for their own benefit. And
right.
It's in this animal farm of ours that we live in that people are starting to wake up. But you go back to this Bob Woodward with this Book and Snake. He was involved with the Rockefellers and taking down Nixon. And that was because of what happened in L.A., because of Anthony Hilder and people like him knocked Rockefeller out of that assuming power in the United States in 64, which was crucial to them. And it set back their globalization, I believe, by a good 20 years. But they had to get rid of Nixon, who they first recruited and groomed. And he was truly a globalist. Gary Allen wrote a book just named Nixon, and it shows all the globalist stuff that he did. You know, he put in all the environmental stuff, and he had as many bad appointees as did Ronald Reagan.
He also took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard.
Yeah. Nixon was really bad, but it was where Bilderberger, Gerald Ford, appointed Nelson Rockefeller to the position of VP, and that's after Bob Woodward, with the assistance of Sulzberger, who belonged to one of the 10 school admissions organization, Loomis, I think it has a strange name, Loomis Institute, but that goes right along with Hotchkiss and Deerfield and you know, a number of these Phillips Lexer, these 10 schools.
Yeah, we're on break now. We went to break.
Okay.
We just went to break, yeah. Yeah, you did a great job there. So it was good to have talk about our dear friend. Do you hear about Doris Day dying today?
Yeah, I saw that. 97.
Wow. Quite a lady, hey?
Yeah.
Get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation.
Our people, I think people like her, we need to preserve their DNA. There's something super special about people like that.
Shop by products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com,
NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Welcome back. One of the articles I'd like you to expand upon was one by Anthony Sutton in his book, which is called Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution by Anthony Sutton. What year was that published?
Oh, my God.
Or approximate.
Yeah, my guess is the 70s, somewhere in there.
So now, he had a theory, and I have some input on this, knowledge on this, too. And I know that they say it was a Jewish conspiracy, but you have to understand, modern Judaism adheres to two books that are pretty bad. They're called the Talmud of Zion, of Babylon, and a book called the Sefer Zairah. Have you ever heard of those two books?
Yes.
And if you read them, your hair will pop out of your head. Because if you're a Jew, you either become either a wizard, which is what these books make you into, or you become an agnostic or reject all religion, which is what a lot of the Jews are now. They're basically agnostics that make up Hollywood. And because the Jews are very talented, they're also become financial, you know, control of a lot of the world. And they're actually act as a proxy for the Vatican. Most people don't realize the kippah on the Jews' head was given to them by the Vatican almost, you know, 1,700 years ago when Constantine took over and made deals with the Jews to become the burgomasters across Europe. So people don't understand that it was a mortal sin to charge usury. That's why it's against the actual constitution of Muslim countries, is to charge usury is a serious violation of the Quran and the Hadith. And in fact, usury, because of that it was a mortal sin, they actually hired Jews to become the burgomasters or bankers across Europe because they were not Catholic. And people don't know this, do they? They don't realize the Catholic Church ran the bank systems through their proxies, the Jews, and gave them a kippah and an authority of the Vatican to actually be the burgomasters for all the towns and cities across Europe, including the Jesuits, which are the Society of Jesus, ran the proxy using the special script to bank gold so you could travel all the way to, say, the Middle East to go to Jerusalem on one of these long tours. And your things couldn't be stolen on the road because it would be backed up by the gold note that you would carry in your pocket rather than actual physical gold.
Right. So, well, people think burgomasters is somebody that brews beer when really they were the people in charge of the various, metropolitan areas or townships, across Europe. And it was Churchill, actually, that really was very specific about the conspiratorial aspects of Spartacus and the Weishaupt and competing for the soul of the Jewish people, as he's talking about Zionism and Bolshevism as compelling issues. And I guess 20% of the leadership of the overthrow of Russia was Jewish. And
Yeah, and by the way, that overthrow was a-religious, atheistic wizard Jews versus the religious Jews, which were persecuted and killed, and the religious Russian Orthodox Church, which were also killed. People don't realize the same thing happened in Nazi Germany. That Nazi Germany, 128,000 of the SS were actually Jews that were controlling the death camps and actually killing their fellow Jews and Romanians and mentally retarded people or anybody that's unacceptable in these work or death camps. They call them work camps, where they actually would manufacture things for the Third Reich. People don't realize that it's a-religious or atheistic or wizard-type Jews who actually collaborated both the Russian Revolution and the Nazi Revolution in Nazi Germany. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Dr. Sutton reports on a State Department decimal file, and he gives it out here as 861.00/5339, but it's entitled Bolshevism and Judaism, and it's dated November 13th, 1918. And they found that the persons and firms engaged in the destructive work against, you know, the Russian government, Jacob Schiff, Kuhn Loeb and Company, Felix Warburg, Otto Kahn, Mortimer Schiff, Jerome Hettenauer, Guggenheim, Max Stieltung, and Isaac Siegelberg. But we got to remember that in 1905, Jacob Schiff funded half the cost of the Japanese war against Russia. And, of course, Russia lost that one. But if you go to Yale campus, which I have been, and I've been before this tomb for Book and Snake, which Bob Woodward belongs to, and before the Skull and Bones tomb, I've got pictures of myself in front there.
You're talking about the Bob Woodward that's currently a major author.
Yeah, he's the one you'll find on CNN and all the rest of them. He's got a regular column in the New York Times. And, of course, the New York Times is part of Operation Mockingbird, in which the CIA continually plants stories or controls the editorial content. And so not a whole lot has changed. But, you know, these guys, in fact, the other person, the founder of Skull and Bones, Alfonso Taft, was appointed by the President Grant to be an ambassador to Russia. And I have no doubt that the plans to, you know, take over Russia, since if you go to find my article All in the Family on the Internet there, it talks about the Russian Revolution, the Red Cross mission, and the Federal Reserve being involved in the overthrow of Russia. And, you know, the Schiffs and Warburgs and Federal Reserve officers, I forgot the guy's name. He was over there, and he said, well, I'm here to take over Russia for Wall Street. I mean, that's a quote in his own bibliography, his own biography that he wrote.
Right.
But anyway, it's we've at the bottom of the email I sent you, there should be a
now, I can say this, and somebody can't say you're anti-Semitic because I have Jewish and Kohenic blood from my family line in Lebanon. And I can say this as a fact, that 87% of the Palestinians in Gaza and so on, and the occupied territories, are ancient Jews and Hebrews that converted to Islam rather than being put to death at the scimitar by Muslims. And the majority of people in Israel are not of Jewish genetic heritage. They're Khazars. They used to attack the caravan that would go between Damascus, Syria, and China twice a year. And the Khazarians decided 900 years ago to convert to Judaism rather than Christianity or Islam. And as a result, the modern state of Israel is a fraud. And I call it's a real hell. And there are some real Jews there, like the Falashi Jews from Ethiopia, that are genetic heritage, even though they're black. They're actual Jews. And there's other, and the Palestinians there, believe it or not, are genetic ancient Jews, but they're violent maniacs because they're defending Islam because their ancestors converted to Islam. Things are backwards.
Well, I believe the emphasis on the Jews is to protect the rest of the 80%. They're kind of being elbowed out into the front as a kind of a shield, because you've got the Rockefellers and the J. Peter Grays from the Catholic origins. But this is a cabal, and they're using a lot of. It's obvious, if anybody's ever read the protocols, that they're using those plans that were put out at that particular time, and the same with the Illuminati, with the Jesuit, gone wrong priest that founded the Illuminati. And you read his advocation, and these guys are vicious and bitter, and they don't care what they say, what they do. And you look at the Rhodes Scholars requirements to receive a Rhodes Scholarship. And they want people that are slick and liars and attractive and
right. And of course, the whole idea is to create this dialectic of opposition. For example, the current dance with Nadler and Swalwell and Kamala Harris, all pushing for impeachment, and it's all part of a game. It's going to come back and bite them, by the way, because there's parts of it that are getting very real. When they try to, when they're accusing now Barr of being in basically in violation of Congress, and they have no reason for doing what they're doing because they can read 98% of it unaltered, and they haven't actually done it. There's been five Republicans that read the unaltered document except for like a couple lines. And what's going to happen here is the secret orders that are running the Democrats have gone too far left. They're now into not only late-term abortion but infanticide. They're into the Green New Deal. They're into not only national, you know, trying to have take care of people that don't have insurance because 180 million Americans have insurance. They want to have a system where they have total control of your life. They want to control what you eat, what you read, what medicines you receive, what kind of care you receive, how you can travel. They want to control everything. They want to take away your car and your airplanes. I mean, these people are completely bizarre nutso. And the average American need to realize if the government eventually goes Democrat with the current leftist Democrats, you're going to have a revolution in America because us Republicans won't put up with it. And if they think they're going to rule over us because they've taken over the government through illegal vote-gathering technologies or pushing the media, for example, the takeover of the House by the Democrats is completely the result of Russiagate attacking Trump. The Democrats wouldn't be in the House right now if it wasn't for the media supporting Trump. And 57% of Democrats still believe right now that Trump is guilty of treason. How the hell can they believe that? These people need to get a life, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's it. It's the control of, you know, it's Pavlov's dog. They know that if they can control the input, they control the output. And the same thing, you know, with this Jewish question, it doesn't make those involved in the conspiracy, the people that attack those that are Jewish, anti-Semitic. In fact, they use that as a protection to put them in the front because people will hold back. It'll neutralize their comments. So that's why a lot of times the Jews are pushed forward by this conspiracy. But they push in every direction.
The Jews are just a proxy, though. They're just willing servants, to be honest with you. The Jews are run by the Jesuits. The Jesuits ran the Bolshevik Revolution with the Jews there. They waited 6 months, by the way, for their armaments to arrive from the United States, the guns, because an American and Canadian division actually took over St. Petersburg and later was called, and the name converted to Leningrad. What people need to understand is that this is all a big game. There's players on the left and the right. The secret orders run it all. Lucifer's laughing his freaking demonic head off at how stupid we are. The politicians on the left and right are just part of the dialectic of opposition. Trump is stepping out against them on both the left and the right because he's the right-sided politicians like our Utah guy. I don't even like to mention his name because he's such a bad guy and his father.
Oh, well, people need to know that. That's, you know, George and Mitt Romney.
Right.
George Romney was a part of the Council on World Tensions, which was an offshoot of the Council on Foreign Relations. Romney was running Bain Company, which is like Bechtel and like McKinsey and Company, and they go in and find a company's weakness, destroy it, take it apart, and glom it onto their other cartel properties. And they'll weaken them and take them over. It's kind of like I was a hitman for whatever it was, economic hitman.
Right.
What Romney is. He has nothing to do with religion or Mormonism.
No. It's not whether he's a Mormon or not. Remember, these people are secret order. They have actually a gold throne room in the Salt Lake City Temple for the highest level of Mormons to go that's actually an altar for Satan. You see, because you have to understand all the highest levels of all the religions on earth are all secret orders for Luciferianism. And that includes, by the way, transhumanism, too. In views of people like Ray Kurzweil. People have to understand they're all Luciferic. Every damn one of them. Now, you can call them Druidic. That's one of the best ways to decide because they're the oldest religion on earth is the Druids. And the ancient kind of nature religions. And people tried to say, oh, Dr. Deagle, it says in the Bible, had somebody disagree with me, they're not bad. I think, are you kidding me? They're the essence of bad. They're like the Jebusites, Hivites, and all the other ites that were sacrificing children. In fact, the Star of David is not a Jewish symbol. It's an ancient symbol of child sacrifice. So the Star of David is a a goddess of the spring where they'd sacrifice to her. When we come back, I want you to continue this dialogue because people need to understand we are being fooled on the left and the right by the secret orders, and you know all the names, which is cool. Go to news-expose.org, news-expose.org to get it all. Back in a moment. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10, the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights.
To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical.
And welcome back. And we can see some of these names kind of popping out. And people are what I call the bad side of Judaism. And remember, there's good ones, too. I have my friend Josh Bernstein who's on in the third hour. And this guy is a real, what I call, biblical Jew. And the word Jew means praiser. And people have to understand that the Jews have been used. In fact, they're used as a proxy for the Russian Revolution. They've been used as a proxy of the banks and the globalists. And they've taken it because they're very innovative. They're very adaptive to try to adapt to their bad circumstances. Because the Christian church didn't respect Judaism or try to convert them so much as to try to use them as a proxy for the Roman state. This name Schiff, for example, here we have Jacob Schiff, the current guy that's trying to chase Trump, and you know he's part of the Intel Committee at the House. He's another one of these, what I call, apostate Jews, isn't he? Schiff.
Yeah, well, look at Swalwell, too. You know, all these people are either from secret societies, one or another. Yale itself, the college, was a gift from the British East India Company. And it was that company that created the British monopoly on opium. And even when they captured India, they prohibited licensing opium from the farmers or any private cultivation. So what they did was they made it so that the Chinese couldn't grow it, and the nor could India. Everything was went through their organizations. And way back in 1773, they were at 900 tons a year. Can you imagine that? And they said they usually use that money for, you know, for their tea trade, to buy the, you know, tea in China. And then later, the opium smuggled into China reached 1,400 tons a year. And there was two different opium wars. And also, the opium started being grown in Turkey and Persia, which is Iran, which is why we're there right now, with the opium coming out of there, just like we were in South Vietnam or Indochina, when the Golden Triangle was cooking and Richard Armitage was buying all the opium there. Unfortunately, our deep state, the FBI, Justice Department, CIA, Ted Gunderson called it the FBI. And he said they're more dangerous than the mafia during the times he was in there. Now, that means the people at the top, a lot of the people are only need to know and deal with regular crime. So it's kind of hard to separate them. They don't want everybody knowing what's going on, just like the members of the armed services. Anybody that joins the service thinks it does it out of a patriotic way, but it's need to know. And they don't want the troops to know. They want the troops to go. You do what you're ordered. You don't ask questions. And that's like Pat Tillerman and other people. You start to ask questions, and you're in trouble. But the drug source and the destruction that's going on in the United States today with the Democrats and the rip-on Republicans preventing the wall from going up are deliberately damaging the American people in their hometowns, their children, and their nation.
I think Trump is going to sail into this next election, and these, I would have the sound off, but I was watching Fox News while we're talking. And Joe Biden's attacking Trump, saying, a lot of bravado, no action. Joe Biden is a ticket, man. This guy is evil, corrupt, idiot. He's a blithering moron, him and his compatriot, Obama, who actually set up the spying against Trump and his family, which is an obscenity. And the Democratic Party continues it. Well, all these Democrats need to be driven from office.
I think they're using the abuse, and his son is cooking up deals with the Ukraine and with communist China, just like Mitch McConnell. These guys are not stupid. They're immoral, and I think they've had so much free space without being called to the carpet that they're so rogue that it's very easy for you and me to
see. That is stupid, though, because they're so rogue because they've never been called to the carpet before. It's going to happen this time. With what they've done to Barr and threatened to actually say he's going to be impeached, what they've actually done is an obscenity.
Well, the people listening to your radio program can make a difference this time. They've got to get information out to their friends and relatives and neighbors. If you have to do it anonymously, do it that way. But the information there, it's hard and good, and the elite has overextended itself. And they don't want a bunch of people in on their final plans, which includes the Georgia Guidestones, because a lot of people don't want to sacrifice their families for the end game. So I encourage people to get active now, and your leverage today is better than it ever has been before. Get people to listen to this program and get this information out.
You know, what's going to happen here is here's my prediction. Next month, when the Horowitz report comes out, you're going to start seeing indictments passed down and criminal indictments by Mr. Barr against DOJ and FBI officers and the media. You're going to start people starting to do the perp walk. You're going to see this go up the trade channel all the way to Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and the Department of Justice and this fake manipulative head of the Attorney General's office back when he was there. Remember, she met with
John Bolton and Elliot Abrams, both members of the Project for a New American Century. This move in Iran is wrong, and people need to see Anthony Hilder's book called Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection, and they will see how the American people are the ones that have been strung along with this invasion and occupation and emphasis on the Middle East. But Anthony J. Hilder, it's called Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection. I think it's probably a free download out there. If not, you can probably buy it off of Amazon somewhere if Amazon hasn't killed that also.
Right. But the Catholic Connection, you're talking about the Jesuit Connection, right?
Well, he goes into actually some of the Protestants. Hoagie down there, he has a man that studied for the priesthood and goes into Bella Dodd, who said that, you know, she recruited almost 1,000 people in the 30s, you know, into the Catholic seminaries, and that the fact that the Catholic seminaries eventually was excluding the fundamentalists or the Orthodox Catholics, just like we see today with you know, Rick Warren and those people. If there was a church that was fundamentalist and Protestant and outside their bounds of accepting their, you know, sent sermons, they're not allowed. So,
wow. Now, here's the next thing I want to talk about, and I'm going to have some experts on, and I tried to get Terry Collins on, the Alabama legislator that's involved with the heartbeat bill there in Alabama. There's 7 states now, and she finally refused to come on, said, I'm not going to do any national media. Look, I'm calling out your name. I sent her an email saying, you got to change your mind. This issue is going to be very central because whether we protect the unborn is going to determine if there is a future for America. 10 or 20 years from now, when if there's a socialist state takes over, if these Democrats take over, women will not be allowed to have wild reproduction. They'll actually have a valve put in. They'll be turned off so they can't get pregnant at all. And then you only worry about abortion. The only way you'll have a child is if you submit your gametes, your egg and sperm, or they can do a punch biopsy in your farm and make egg and sperm and actually create an artificial fetus and genetically engineer them to have the specific gene combinations, whether they're human or non-human or from multiple parents. That's possible. This is the last 4 years now. You can have a child with up to 32 potential parents, including mitochondrial DNA, totally donated from different parties. People don't realize this, do they? And I think that
one of these forced vaccines, anybody that pushes forced vaccines on you is the enemy of your life, your culture, and your family.
Well, that's health care. That's socialist health care. Bernie Sanders Claus, this maniac with his hands going up and down in the air, he's an evil bastard. Any of the Democrats are pushing nationalized social health care. In fact, I talked to Kevin Kenney, who's got, you know, his rogue name is Mr. Sixpack, and he's got a book coming out July 4th called Socialism Sucks. People need to understand socialism is just another form of godless totalitarian globalism, whether it's the Catholic Church, the banks, the Jesuits, the Jews, the transhumanists, the globalists on the right or the left, it doesn't matter. They're all just different labels, but ultimately they bring you to the same place. It's like you can take an Uber taxi or you can take an aircraft or you can take this or that, but you all get to the same destination. That's their goal, isn't it?
Don't take comfort in, you know, Fox News.
No.
While they'll do the left-right routine, they won't get
they do. I see a lot of the shows are...
You need to survive.
I see a lot of the shows are very leftist, too. They have left and right, and they show both sides. You don't want to show both sides. You want to show the other side is so evil, you should not have them, you know, trying to put forth their arguments because it's just an obscenity. It's like, it gives me a headache to watch some of these people praying the same thing.
Well, Murdoch and his family himself are, you know, kind of committed globalists. And he's got skull and bones people like Austin Goolsbee. He's got Mike Wallace. You know, they're one after another. And then he's got the, you know, the conservatives that are the Mike Reagans and the Michelle Malkins and the people that are just to fill airspace so that Republicans feel...
And there's a few real conservatives like Judge Pirro and Tucker Carlson. And he's just a kiss butt because, yeah, he doesn't ask tough questions of the president or anything. He just kind of talks about, I'm a conservative and I support the president. Well, if the president does something right, which, by the way, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, but I want Trump to listen to me and to people like you. He doesn't have good advisors. He presumes he knows everything that's going on. I can guarantee you he does not. Trump does not.
No.
But he is supporting pro-life. He is supporting protection of the border. He is dealing with China, which is a criminal agency supported by the global banks, because the global banks are the ones that pushed for the World Trade Organization 26 years ago to get China in.
TPP, NAFTA, and he's talking about sovereignty. That alone has them shaking in their boots. And what I understand is that Nigel Farage has done some speech in the last 48 hours. I haven't been on the news for a while, but it looks like he's drawing a massive attention for some election that's coming up pretty quick. But they've done everything they could to suppress him like they have Trump. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that knowledgeable people. Right now, Deborah Tavares, I think you've had her on the program before, is in Great Britain on invitation.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this hour. She's there this week, and next week she'll be there, and then she'll be back after. What's going on right now, Britain is totally down the toilet. They want to get out with Brexit. And it's obvious now that Theresa May was actually trying to block it or trying to create a watered-down version. She's out as far as politics go, isn't it?
Yeah, well, again, they were tricked, and we were so easily tricked with Ronald Reagan, who was the most gifted actor. You know, Margaret Thatcher was a trilateralist. Ronald Reagan, there's not enough time to go into his, support for Hubert Humphrey and, you know, the Red Chinese and all the appointments that he made that were literally anti-American. And people just bought the facade. His speech was right, but all of his actions were left or globalist.
Right, exactly. Amazing, isn't it?
It is. And I have to hand it to Robert Welch, who put out in his private letter that eventually became a book called The Politician on Eisenhower, where he came from, what he did. And, he pointed the Dulles brothers, the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Department of State, the Department of the CIA, all that stuff. And
so basically he was acting as a proxy the same way as his predecessor, who... dropped the Fat Man Little Boy bombs on Japan. They were dropped specifically on Catholic areas of Japan, and half of the nuclear material they had was from Nazi Germany as part of the deal that when they brought 100,000 technician scientists on space technology, and the intel agencies were actually transplanted to America. Even the Nazi symbols are enshrined even near San Diego.
Well, Truman was a member of Albert Pike's KKK. He was part of the Pendergast gang. The whole deal. I mean, it's
right.
These guys are puppets for the powers behind them.
Yeah, and even a Coronado in San Diego, if you go and fly over it, it's in the shape of the Nazi swastika. People don't know that. San Diego, California.
Yeah, well, the capital of the country that should look into that.
Exactly. Thank you. Amazing show.